what I mean.
Okay, now we're in business. We're in business now. Okay, now Yud Ches on base. Here we go. The one over here says Omar. The Gemara says Omar. Shimon, where is it? I can't even find it now. The wrong daf. That's it. What is chud b'koyva? Rashi. Rashi b'koyva. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines from the bottom of the Rashi on the page. K'min koyva yesh l'mal b'na koyva. We did this yesterday. There's a koyva. The top of the koyva has a koyva. Has a hat. K'koyva al horosh. Like a hat on your head. The ein ze oisa bosa katan shnefel al piyakon. This is not the... What's that called? There's a certain piece of flesh that comes in the throat.
The thyroid, no?
That in the throat, that when a person that closes, there's a flap. Okay, this we're not talking about that flap in the corner. La'akev is a kol el that to stop the wind. When the person is eating, so you don't want the food to go down the windpipe. So Hashem made a flap. A flap to shut to prevent the food from going down the wrong tube. Okay, so we're now referring to that piece of flesh. Elikmin koiva mamash, who also is mamashahat, umim tzu iso ulamay lohilach v'kol l'nasa chodud. From the center, it gets thinner and thinner, it becomes sharp. It can mean kulmus, like a quill. Shakar in the health. The other sheep in Nikra is called sheep in Koiva. The Huda, the Yonish will cover top of the Koiva, Begagoi, Gisa, Gisa, Hagas, Hagas, Kalema, Yoys, Midai. Now, let's see the pictures. So let's go to the picture book to understand what this means, because this is going to be the whole story of the next stop. Not just a little bit of story. Here is the top of the windpipe. Good?
I wouldn't
use that picture if I were you. Okay, that picture's not going to help you. I'm sorry.
Men base.
Look at my picture book. Don't look at the picture. It's not going to be more confused, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, this is the windpipe. This is the windpipe. Here's how this. This is where it connects to the jaw. The top part, this top part, that's part of the part, this is where it comes into the jaw. This is the windpipe that goes down the throat. This is the throat. We normally do a shlita, you're doing shlita over here. When a regular shlita, the shlita, he's not playing games, he's not doing shlita here, he's doing shlita on these rings. These are called the tabois. Okay, we did it for yesterday. You were here yesterday. See, here are the rings. Here are the rings, see? The rings are like horseshoes. This boss is cartilage, on the end is the boss that closes in the center. That's where you normally do shlita.
Okay.
The very last ring is called the Tabas HaGadolah. These are called Tabois. These Tabois are not sealed. They're horseshoes. The very last ring is called the Tabas HaGadolah. It goes all the way around. No, because it's Basa. This Basa over here, that's the mile that expands. Because it's not sealed, that allows it to expand.
Is this the
esophagus
or the
condom?
This is for the food.
No, this is the condom. Right, the condom is the windpipe. The windpipe, of course. Not the esophagus. The esophagus is just a tube.
It's the windpipe. This is for the food.
This is for the wind. This is for the ear. Okay, so here it is. There's this flush over here. This is the tabas, and this is the last one. It's called tabas hagadolah. Then comes the koiva. Tabois, tabas hagadolah. We call Sha'or Tabois. We call Sha'or Tabois. Tabas HaGadolah, the Koiva. The Koiva has a shipun. It goes up and then it goes down. The upper limit of where you can shecht, according to one opinion, is up until the Shipun HaKoiva. The part of the Koiva, Sha'or Tabois, Tabas HaGadolah, Shipun Koiva, that's where you can shecht. Like in the Shipun Koiva, now that's on the outside, but what's doing inside? Inside the Shipun Koiva, you got a lot of goodies in there. Here's the shibuya koiva, here's the apex where it comes all the sister shibuya. Inside the eye was called the roshay hachite. They look like kernels of wheat. Okay? Kernels of wheat, that's what they look like. And they are basically flesh, this is his ear, and this bit where it connects into the jaw. No, the other side, the top. When a person does the mice of shita on the shita of gdolah, he's going to cut, he's going to cut with the knife, and he may cut into the shita. So he paskins, so the shita is...
You're not supposed to make it.
Though according to one man, it's permitted. Let's see what Rabbi Gemara says. Rabbi Shimon says as follows. Rabbi Shimon is talking about akshar, he is makshar, b'chudo the koiva. B'chudo means the tip of the koiva. The chud, if you do a shita, the chud, the koiva, it's a good shita. So how does the picture book say? How does the picture book say that it's going to be matter? So there is no, there's these two pages. So the Chuda, here it is. See the picture page, Mem Gimel? Mez Bechuda. Means means you can go not only the Shibu Kaiva, he's allowing you to go all the way to the very deep. Yesterday we had a discussion about if you allow the upper limit could only be until
the
Shibu Kaiva. Not only the ideal place to Kone, even Tabas HaGadolah,
really
Shibu Kaiva, but not more than that. He says, you know what, Rav Shimon is so mekel, so mekel in the laws of Shibu, Mamish, and the Chudu are very, very tip. Okay, so look at the words over here, explain the words of Rashi in this picture of them. Kimim Kaiva Yesh, the Malim and Kone. After it gets to the very apex, it begins to slope down like a kumas. The kumas also goes in. That's the tip. He says you can shecht even the larynx, what is this called? This piece of flesh?
Okay,
now this piece of flesh, it says over here, this thing on the bottom, that's not what we're referring to. Even though it's the same vicinity, so you're very careful that when you're doing a shchit over here, you're not cutting this piece of flesh. There's a piece of flesh over here which in the ear comes on the bottom. You see the ear is coming out over here. This picture shows a little better, but the ear is coming out over here in this area. This flap, it closes the ear when you eat, so the food should not go in over here. Hashem made it that this whole area is very closed, so that way the ear goes in and out, but it's closed so that the food should not get going down the wrong pipe. So you do the shchit over here. So here it says a little halacha, it's going to be a kosher shchit. Back to tomorrow. Whoa! He said to him, too much. You have exceeded your bounds. You have maxed something which is too much. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Gisa, two dots on the bottom. Agas, Kloimar, stop sign. Yosem bidai hechshar, that's too much. The aim, kosher, afilah, bechomini, elu, bemokam, shekhi, dudoi, maskil, la'alos. Even if you want to be mekel and you want to say you can be mad, only when it begins to go up. Where does it begin to go up? It begins to go up. The aims of bar such a maskala begins to go up. No, I can't find it over here. Not so far. You're going way too far. Can you come here? I think it means over here, this part. We said it yesterday. Okay, the Shibu Kaiva. You're going way.
Means exaggerated, right?
Gasa. Gasa means too much. Gasa means large. You've
so
gone too far.
And Gisa, it was his brother-in-law. So he said, my brother-in-law is exaggerating.
It's exaggerating.
Gisa.
What is the Gisa?
Gisa.
It means the brother-in-law?
He said, who was the
brother-in-law? Rashi says,
the Echanan and Shlokas were brother-in-laws.
Right, he married his sister. He married the sister of...
So it's a play on words. My brother-in-law has exaggerated.
Very good.
Yeah, it was beautiful. So he had a Shiva fight. So he said to him, he was a brother-in-law.
Very good.
Gisa. Gisa, too much. So the Gemara here says, too much, you've gone way too far. So we pass over here, it's no good. What's the place again? Let's say you go and you touch the chidah. Let's say when you do the shchitah, even when you do the shchitah in this area, but if you manage to cut
the
chidah, here's a very good chidah. You see the chidah?
Look at Rashi. Cheekbone, this is the throat, top of the throat.
There are chite in this area where it connects. There are two different things. They look wheat kernels. So if you touch them, Rashi, dumb the chite, umunachem ala kone, eat ala kone, that's right near the kone. If you touch it, then the shchita is no good. Frank the Gemara, what exactly does that mean? There are two different things. What it means? Ibarlu, paga v'naga, does that mean the imamish touched it? Imamish, your knife, the sakin, has made physical contact with the chite. Is that what it means? So when they said, how do you know? Because what about Yifka by Vayamois? It says in the pasuk that he touched him and he died. So you see, what Yifka means to actually make physical contact. It doesn't mean Mamash touch him, it means you meet. For example, they said, Yifka by Malach Elokim. You can't touch a Malach. Yachin Elokim, he met, means a Pegisha, to meet, but you don't actually touch. itma. So therefore, that's the child itma or omar. So that question we don't answer. It brings a right that if you go and you leave over a little bit, it's going to be kosher. Therefore, the fact that you're leaving over something, use the word you're leaving over, indicates that you did cut through a section. You left over a small amount, but a good chelik of it, you did slice through. So that's a clear proof. That is a proof that poga means poga vinoga. The fact that it's a shear you're leaving over has a connotation that there's a part of the food that you did not leave over. They haven't sliced off. So it shows that when it says poga, poga vinoga. Back in the Gemara, in Raya, Revelation, it says over here, he said the halach that if you leave over the chita, if you go and you do a cut all the way up by the koiva, and you cut into the chita, you cut into them, it's okay. As long as you leave over something. Another raya number three. Mar Baravashi, Amar Poga Bhitek Shera, raya number four. Okay? Shera, Shayar Bhite, so he disagrees. Even though we have three rayas, Malarashi Amar Pega Bhitek Shera, but Shayar Bhite
Trefa.
Therefore he disagrees. Obviously the fact that they use these two different words, Pega and Shayar, the fact that we use these two words indicates that he holds piga means to meet, but does not mean to touch. Because then when it says shayar, the chita is going to be treva. How is chasav lemaisa? The hilchasa. This times the yisur, the shita hilchasa. If any winding down here in this halacha, what is the highest portion of the neck you're allowed to a shita? Mishipuye koiva ulamata kashera. The hainu, this is Zelbazacha of the Shayar. The Kite means you can touch, but you have to move it over. In other words, the moment we're saying here is that these two things are exactly the same. Because the Kite is on the inside, and the Shipuye koiva is on the outside. Okay, we have here the Kanu. And the end of the Kanu, we have over here a cartilage, and it goes off. The moment we're saying in the cartilage, we have these Kite. These chitei first begin to come into existence right in the beginning, right? They first begin to protrude, they begin to come out right opposite the shipui koiva. Therefore, when these Amoraim are discussing where is the location where you can do a shita, the one that says that poga vinoga is allowing you to cut lower than the shipui koiva. Let me say higher. Higher than the Shibu Kaya. The Ma'adama that says that you cannot go over that domain, that area holds, that is the highest place for Shibu Kaya. Good, you good with this?
Yeah.
Sean, you good with this?
Yeah.
You understand this? You have no clue, right?
We're not
going to
be shechted.
What? So what? That's the Tari. Tari, the movement on your side. Look, here it's very simple. Look at this picture. Here you have an X-ray vision, of what it looks like inside the neck. Okay, so you have over here all the Kabbalah, Sha'or, Tabois, the Tabas Agudola, and this whole area is called the Koiva. The Koiva goes up at the mountain. The question is, what is the highest location of the neck to do Shipu? The bottom line is, Shipu Koiva, now as you go down, notice when you go down, you're going to cut into this thing, this piece of flesh inside that's called the thesis. Okay, and on the picture on the left side, you see these two little zaken. These are called the thite. You're going to cut right into. If you go, you do your shchita lower than the thite, lower than the shchita koiva. You're not going to cut into a portion of the thite.
What's chita, by the way?
Thite is it's a piece of flesh. I don't know the English word.
Looks like the thyroid.
No, I don't think so.
The thyroid is mentioned, but I don't know if that's the word chita.
No, it's not the thyroid. There's a piece of flesh, two pieces of flesh that protrude at the edge of where the windpipe connects into the jaw. When the windpipe connects into the jaw, there are two pieces of flesh that are in the throat. Okay, you see those two pieces of flesh? Now this area is all the way up by the jaw. Is this area too high to do shchita? The ideal place to do shchita is over here.
The helmet.
Further down.
Over here.
By the tabas.
That's
the
shor tabas.
The thyroid.
Those two are the thyroid. So the question is, what is the highest location to do shechita?
We're talking about the guy.
The machloekes. The Amar that says, you're allowed to touch it. You are allowed to cut into it. You have to leave it over. He's of the opinion that you can shout further. Poga the loy noga. Well. The jaw is the neck. If you shach the tabois, it's going to be very good. That's a good shchita. If you shach over here, that's the question. What's the highest?
And how far down does the conurbation go? How far down?
It goes all the way over here.
Where does it start?
It starts over here. Here's the animal's mouth. Mm-hmm. Here's where my hands are. Yeah. And here's the animal's lungs and stomach.
Yeah.
Okay, the lungs and stomach is on that side. The mouth is on this side.
But as long as there's people are saying it, the point is if you can't hear it,
giraffe.
No, the point is that by not waiting, the guy's not going to hear it.
Very well, the animal does not have such a want to know why. What is the highest location we can do shchita? The answer is,
when he hears the bracha of the next
one
bracha,
of says,
so just the word here and there, he's saying it to the Yitzel.
It's this long.
Right?
Alright, let's go by it. Next Gemara. Okay, we're now going to go back to what we learned yesterday. This was the suit we learned yesterday. We had yesterday. Vait. We may just read that one little Rashi on top of the Vait. Okay, so the word maskana is that the highest location, the shchita, is before the animal gets to the peak of the koiva. Okay, so
before it starts to...
Before it's a slope down. You can go up the mountain, but you can't go down the mountain. You can go up the mountain, you see here you're up the mountain. Here you finish the koiva, you're up. That's it. You gotta stop right here. You can't go past this line. That's the red line. When you go to the red line, when you're going to cut the chite, you're going to leave part of it away, and you're going to leave some for yourself. That's good. That's the extreme.
One is not good.
You go right. I cut this part, because then I'm going to be there. I'm not going to be pogav v'loy noga. I'm going to cut through the cartilage. I'm not going to touch the chite. I've gone too far.
So why don't we hear him? Even here also is good.
No,
a little further.
That's the halacha of Rosh Mitzvah. You only can go until you reach the top of the mountain. You see, it begins to go up. Mm-hmm. It slopes up.
Yeah.
That's it. That's the
I see.
If you cut now straight down.
That's called the helmet. I see.
That's the whole thing is a helmet. The Gantz is not called the helmet.
Oh,
the
I got it.
Where on the helmet, how far can you go?
Oh, I see.
There are two opinions. One opinion, you must stop.
Well, where is it here? This is. Where's the helmet here?
Helmet here. It's
very confusing sideways.
Whole,
I like it, but
the whole helmet, the whole thing is the helmet.
I got it.
So that one says that you can go up into like in the middle, like in the middle. You can go all the way into the middle. That's when you can cut. After the middle, yeah, you know how to cut.
I mean, where it starts going,
right where it goes up, that's
like up the mountain.
That's it. That's it. When you get to the peak of the mountain, and then you know that's it. You have to stop.
That's a lot of Moshe. What's the reason? No reason.
No reason. That's the peak. Okay, now new Gemara. This one's a little bit easier.
And one second, the mouth is okay.
The mouth is over here. Oh. The mouth is over here. The lungs are over
you
here.
You said just the opposite before. Okay, you made a mistake.
I made a mistake. The mouth is over. The mouth is over here. The lungs are over here. These are the conoids. This is the koiva, and the last thing is.
This is part of the neck, of course. Where's the connation located?
This is the cone. This is the cone.
Okay. And where's and the esophagus? Where's
right
the esophagus?
Next, right along the side.
But this is the con. This is the windpipe. I got it. Trachea, it's called. The trachea. It's called the trachea, right?
How come there's no ground wire in a person's neck? Right. Weit next to right next to Nachum Mishipuya Kavulamata. Okay, Lugamara. Nachum was Mashem Mishipuya Kavulamata. Lower than the Shipuya. Amale Rav Chanan Barak.
What do you mean? A little further? You mean further?
Lower. No, lower. Mata. Mata is this direction. Towards the animals.
That's
lungs.
And according to the first one, though, that's not
good. Oh, we only went through a few opinions.
Okay.
He's an actual Mata. Okay. So, why do you have Mata? Amale Rav Chanan Barak. He's an actual Mata. Who says this? No one says why. What is like? What is like? No one. What is your Rashi? Why like no one? The Rabbi Yosi lo machshel lehecho to have a ruba the shkuta b'sechat habas. Avol kulo lemala mitabas hagedoy lo moedu b'sula v'kul lemala mitabas. In other words, the kashuvi as we learned this yesterday is that. This man the Omar, even though the Gemara said the Shibukoiva only means, it means, we haven't really explained this Gemara well, but basically it means only a small amount, a niot of the Shibukoiva. This fellow does not have a steady hand. He shafts part of it in the correct location and then he tilts. He moves the knife in the wrong direction. He cuts part past the limit. So we learned yesterday, we learned over here now as well, that we want to be upper limit, but the upper limit is only going to get when it's a third of the shlisha and it's gone into the wrong location. But if you do the entire shlit in this location, everyone will agree that it's not a good shlit. Not everyone has to Mara. Let's review. We learned yesterday. Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda holds. Kiman. Loikra, what of Loikra Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda? Rashi. Kiman. Loikra, what of Loikra Rabbi Yosi? The Afilo of Yosi, Lemachshu, Ella, Hecha, the Hava Ruba, the Shlit of the Sechat Abbas, Hava Kul Lamal Glass, Hava Dilamud, the Psukla, Vahal Kul Lamal Glass. So let's review. Here's the picture.
Which is Lamala?
Lamala means the mouth. Lamala means the mouth. Lamata means the lungs. Okay, so here it's very simple. Rabbi Yosi, when he says that you can check up until the top of the mountain, that's only in this case. Look at the dotted line. The dotted line, yeah. The vast majority of the dotted line, 2/3, goes down where? In what's called the Tabas Hagadol. The last ring, you see this last ring? This ring, this last ring is called one.
They should have made it more colorful. It's colorful, it brings to life. I mean, this is better. Yeah, but it's like, okay. A coloring book. It's not even a coloring book. You could imagine what. It could be a caterpillar. You don't even know what it is, this piece.
It's the lung.
A spider.
We know what it is. Let's go right at a time. This thing is called, what is this called? This is called the Kanigudari. Yeah, you with me?
Yeah.
The picture? Everyone agrees.
Does that go all around?
Yes.
Okay.
Everyone agrees that this is a proper place to do shlita. Everyone agrees.
But forgive me, where's the head?
The head is over here.
Yeah, okay.
The lungs are over here.
It's in mine.
What?
It's in my book.
This is the Kanigudari. This is the Tabas. Hagadola. Alright? Tabas
Hagadola. It looks like a whale almost.
We have to come down. Tabas Hagadola. Everyone agrees you can do a shtita Tabas Hagadola.
Yes.
Okay? This is called the koiva.
Yes.
The koiva's controversial.
Helmet. Okay.
It's a controversial position.
Yes.
Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yosi says, even though I pack a helmet, you can do a shtita Tabas
Hagadola.
You only can do a minute of the shtita Tabas. Means you have to shech. Follow this dotted line. This dotted line.
Yes.
You go down. 66% is in the right location.
Yes.
You're still within the time you are. And then, two-thirds. And then you tilt.
Yes.
And I tilt. Where do I tilt?
Are you shechting? You tilt?
Yes.
He makes a mistake.
Yes, but laser-guided missiles.
You missed it.
You tilt.
Two-thirds, you
talk about indirectly. We're not talking about intentionally.
It doesn't, even intentionally. It doesn't make a difference.
So where does it go?
He tilts into, where is he tilting into? Into the koiva. Yeah,
yes.
So the koiva is good as long as you don't go past the top of the mountain. It's good. As long as you don't go past the top of the mountain.
Oh, I see.
So Rabbi Yosi says, it's kvaldik. It's a kvaldik. Ali to me. Why? Because the majority was in Tabas HaGadolah. And if it was done in the koiva, and the koiva did not go past the shikui koiva, but what's going to happen if you do the entire shikita in the koiva? What will Rabbi Yosi say?
For example, show me in the tent.
Straight down.
I got it.
Look here, this example over here on the bottom. You see that line? The
yes.
Koyva? What's that loch going to be?
The kutzer
again. Hustle. It's no good.
It's too high.
It's no good.
As opposed to this?
It's good. You're in the koyva. You're in the Tabas HaGadoyla.
You're in this section.
Oh, I see already.
The line is in this section.
You
on
mean,
the border.
You mean it's on the border? And
but it's
and
on
it's,
the good side of the border.
It's on the good side of the border.
It's a little closer to the Tabas. It's already
matter.
Touching. It's coming in contact with the Tabas, which is good.
It's good.
This
you're
is
in
the
America.
Part you're supposed to
as
do.
Long, right. As long as you're on the right side of the border,
oh,
you're
I see,
okay.
See, the dotted line's a little close. Okay, I got
yeah,
it.
It's good. Even though it went over the border here, as long as most of it was on this side of the border,
it's good.
It's okay.
But let's say you do the dance of shchit over here.
I got it.
Not good.
No good. Next. What does Rabbanan say? Rabbanan say you can do a shchita so far, you can go do a shchita all the way down over here.
Wow.
Yes, we were on the previous page. They hold over here. You see over here?
It's
over here.
Nice.
You go all the way over here, you can do a shchita. So now we have a nice shchita. All the way, the
wow.
End of the helmet. So the kasha over here, we have a nice shchita. The nice shchita says that you can do the shchita is good until the shchita koiva. That's like nobody. Because according to the Rabbanan, you can go even further than the shchita koiva. And according to Rabbi Yosi, you can't go in the koiva, you can't go there at all. You only can do a miut. This madam is mashma, you can do the entire thing in that area. So nishi nishi there. Good kasha.
And this mandama says
you can do the entire thing in the koiva, provided that none of it goes past the shibu koiva. Okay. Who are they? What?
Who are they? Some say that there are real people, and some say there's nothing.
Chiluk means chiluk means you're leaving over. Chiluk means the opinion of Rabbanan, the opinion of
Mechalik, the
Mechalik. Of the Mechalik, which is who? Which is the Shita of the Rabbanan. Because the Rabbanan allow you, they go left, they let you go all the way to the very end. When you go all the way to the very end, like in this picture, you're separating this part of the cartilage from this part of the cartilage, and you're not touching the chitin.
Right.
Bilik means like the shita of Rabbi Yosi, who says that you're allowed to cut in, partially.
The bullock, you can destroy.
Means to destroy it. If you're going to cut down in the Tabas HaGadol and cut into the chitin, so then your bilik, the translation of what bilik means to destroy. You're damaging the shleimus of the chitin. So therefore, I don't know if from a Rabbi Yosi I don't know if he's a Rabbanan. He's giving him a nickname. He's giving the Rabbanan a nickname called Chilik. You're separating one part of the neck from the other part of the neck, and you're not causing any damage. According to Rabbi Yossi, you're causing damage, and the Shilik allows you to cut into the Eden. I don't know if either one of these two people. Look at Rashi. Lo k'Rabbanan shamati the marib mechalek. They hold it to mechalek and the tabas l'shnayim.
So is this still part of the question?
No, he's coming to give the answer now. Give the answer.
Who's Eli?
I never heard these people.
Which
means Loshon Mivulokosh. It means to damage, to harm. Kach Shamati. Avol Reisi B'Chelek Asidim Yisrael D'Achleish. What does that mean? They're going to be nemer from the Ziv Hashchina and eat the benefit of the Mashiach ben Yosef.
What does that mean? The years?
The Ochlei Shnei Mashiach.
The years of Mashiach.
V'achina Pshita Elaman Man Achlei. Who's not going to be benefit? Who they going to be nemer from Yemos HaMashiach? Frank the Gemara. If not, then who? Who's going to be nemer from Yemos HaMashiach? The Goyim.
He's giving another
translation of people. These are names of people.
What does that mean? What's the connotation?
They were people. They were famous comedians. They were comedians.
Are you serious? Yeah. There means names of people.
People that you go say who
twins
who's
from
that?
France.
Who's that? Who's Trump? Hillary? What?
Twins from France.
The twins from France. These are people that were in the news. So are they going to be there? So you see that one of Chilik Ubilik, when there were famous people. They have two Perushim, what it means, Chilik Ubilik. He's saying, leave me alone. He's basically saying, leave me alone. What is the halacha? A third opinion. You can go like this line in the Gemara, this picture of the Gemara, straight down. The entire shechita can be in the koiva. This ganze zach is called the koiva. As long as you're within the, you don't go past the top of the mountain.
Got it.
Good. Got it. So when I scholar, we have three opinions.
Okay. Is that how we pass him,
Rashi says, Rashi, look at Rashi, to clarify. Mugremes Rabbanan. Shehigrin miot hakonel yachar sheshoch hadribu. What does Rabbanan say? Rabbanan hold that you're allowed, this goes back to what we learned on Shabbos. This is what we learned on Shabbos. You're permitted to go and move the knife, tilt the knife to the wrong location, past its limit. Once you've already...
Past its what?
Past the limit, the outer limit, the way you are to Shlita. Wherever the outer limit of Shlita is, you're permitted to go there once you've already done two-thirds of the Shlita in the correct location. So therefore, in this example, this picture we had on this page, here it is. Where is the kosher place to Shlita? The Tabas HaGedoyah. Once I went two-thirds down in the proper location, I can now be Gdu HaGromo. Hagram is tilt the knife. I shove two-thirds down, I tilt. Like in this picture as well. I go two-thirds down, and I go, this is the
local. It tilts and it goes into the helmet.
Into the helmet, past the Shipri Gedoyla. Good. That's the Shipri Rabbana.
This one is,
It's mutter. Next word of Rashi. Mugremes Rabbi Yossi, Shashach Adrubo, Lamala, Minat Abbas, Aikula. Let's see. According to the Rabbanan, if you do Hagrama, Keshera is Kasher Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. The Mugremes, I don't know what this means. Let's go to the video tape.
You have colorful.
They're not good. I'm telling you, this is so much better. It is so much better.
Yeah, but do they show you?
No, they don't show. It's no good.
Oh, so that's not good. Can I see it for a second?
Sure, please.
Maybe I'll bring some.
If you want, I'll switch it. If you want the picture, I'll take it.
You sure? Yeah. Thank you very much. I'm very into pictures.
No problem.
I like picture books.
Whatever you like.
Oh, wow, this is already...
Ein le'essa m'shuma gromo, ke kosheiro hi rabbi Yosef rabbi Yehuda, sheledai toiv achas shochad es roif ha-simonim, ein le'essa m'shuma gromo. So the one of us said, the grammar is oisa shechuma gromo, so let's go to Rabbanon. What does Rabbanon say? So the Rabbanon say if you do roif, right? The Rabbanon say if you do roif. Okay, what did Rabbanon say? The Rabbanon over here say...
I love this better. Okay, next.
Okay, Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem.
It comes to life, you see, actually. Yeah, sorry.
No, good. Adraba.
Very good.
I thought nickname is El Bismonim.
Yeah.
One of the illustrations. Clarka.
Yeah.
You go, according to Rabbanon, if you go in Yishach two-thirds down, and then you move to the other side. What's the halacha of the Rabbanon? What's the halacha? No good. According to the Rabbanon, it's no good. No, according to the Rabbanon, they hold you're not even allowed to go and switch. There's only going to the other mandem. According to the mandem, you're not allowed to go and switch and move into that location. This is the shita of the Rabbanon. They hold Yafashach in the Kabbas HaGadayla, and if you go and you switch into that area, it's going to be no good. Now, what would Rabbi Yossi say about that? Rabbi Yossi, so Rashi, the Gemara says, Omar, the Mugremes of the Rabbanon, okay, which is no good. It's no good. Will be kashera l'Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda. Now, what's the chiddush? What is the chiddush? Why is it a chiddush? Because it's a chiddush. Okay, this chiddush is. Fine. Because it's good. Because they have different opinions. What is the extreme place of Shchita? There are three locations to do Shchita. Right, there are three locations. According to the Mandiyama that says, according to the Rabban only allow you to do Shchita where? Only within the Tabas HaGadoyla. Yeah. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Hanini holds you can do Shchita even within the Koiva.
The two Shchitas.
The Koiva. So this is going to be good. If according to the Rabban, if you do this, it will be no good. Right? It will be no good. According to the Rabban, you have to go do straight down. Rabban, you have to go all the way down to Tabas HaGadoyla. If you make a slight shift, in the shita of the Rabban, what is the halacha? It's no good. But according to Rabbi Yossi, it would be good because he holds lechatchila. That's a kosher location to a shita. But even according to Rabbi Yossi, are you allowed to go past the shibu koiva? According to Rabbi Yossi, can you go past the shibu koiva? No. But Rabbi Chanina Antignois, he was so megal, he allowed you to go even over there. Okay, there are three opinions as to where you're allowed to do the shita. According to Rabbanon, only the Tabas HaGadoyla. According to Rabbi Yossi, you can do it. According to Rabbi Yossi, you can do it in the koiva up until the shupoi, until the top of the slope. And according to the third opinion, you can do it even past the slope, all the way to the edge where it connects to the jaw. So therefore, the shlit that's not going to be good according to the Rabbanon will be good according to Rabbi Yossi.
And the shlit of the shupoi koiva lamata. You
talk about lamata. What?
You talk about Nachman.
Let's see the words the more inside. Omar, the other Rishon lady, Mug Remes de Rabbanon. The Rabbanon, what do they hold? Only the Tabas HaGadoyla. Only the Tabas HaGadoyla. Tabas HaGadoyla. If you go to the other side of Tabas HaGadoyla, outside Tabas HaGadoyla, what's going to happen? No good. Here.
No, it's this one. Mugremes de Rabbanon, Kshelub
Yosef. No, Mugremes means even go like this. Even like
Mugremes de Rabbanon is here. He's pointing to this.
This case, right? You go in your slope after.
Shehigrim miut hakana lacha sheshachar ruba.
Right. No good.
Okay.
The entire thing must be where? in the Tabas HaGadoyla. What does Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda hold? No, you can do the entire Shechita in the Koiva.
Right.
So certainly if you do the majority in the Tabas HaGadoyla and you do a Miyot in the Shibut Torah, certainly it's going to be good.
Yes.
Correct?
Okay.
Now, what about Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. What he holds that you can start the Shechita where? In the Koiva, and you can, but that's it. You're not allowed to go and tilt into past the area of the sheep, of the sheep Koiva. You're not allowed to do that. You must do everything with before the area of the koiva before it slants. Let's say you go and you would go over, you would tilt after you did a majority, it would be no good. Because he holds the upper limit of Shechita is only until the Shipui Koiva. But according to Rabbi Hanina ben Antignoi, he's very mabel. He allows the Shechita even on the very, very top. So it would not be good according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Hanina, it would be good according to Rabbi Hanina ben Antignoi. So there are three madregas. There are three zones where you can do Shechita. There is the lowest zone. That's the sheet of the Rabbanon. The upper limit is the Tabas HaGedolah. And then there is the middle opinion. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Yehuda holds you can do a Shechita in the Koiva, provided you don't go past the Shipui Koiva. And then there's Rabbi Chanina and Antignos, who allows you to do a Shechita even above the Shipui Koiva.
Above, you mean further?
Further higher to the animals. So, according to the Rabbanon, it's possible. If you start off in the Tabas HaGedoyla and you tilt into the Koiva, is it good according to the Rabbanon? No, it's no good. There are three zones. Zone A, Zone B, and Zone C. Correct? Zone A, Zone B, and Zone C. According to Rabbanon, where do you do Shechita? Only in Zone A. And if you start off in Zone A, and you go into Zone B, what's the halakha? What? Not good. What would Rabbi Yosef say in that case? When you start in A, Zone A, and you tilt into Zone B, would it be good? It would be good! All right, you know what? I quit. I quit. I'm not a good attitude.
We have to go down. We have to go to a smaller ash laptop. We have to go. We need a chicken.
Better, better man.
Come on. Go fight them, please.
Go fight them.
There are three zones. Zone A, Zone B, and Zone C.
Yeah.
According to the Rabbanon, where is the Mokim HaShechita? In Zone A.
Zone A.
According to Rabbi Yosef,
Rabbi Yosef,
where is the Shechita? In Zone B. According to Rabbi Chanina ben Antignoi, where is the Shechita? In Zone C.
Period. That's
it.
Okay, so go back
there. A, B, C. According to Rabbanon, what would happen if you go, you would start off in Zone A and you would tilt into Zone B? No good. But would that be good according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda? Yes! Because he holds the entire Shechita is good in Zone B.
Let's say
Rabbi Yehuda would do a Shechita starting off in Zone B,
yeah,
and you would tilt into Zone C. Is it good? No good. Because he holds only Zone B. But would that be good according to Rabbi Chanina ben Antignoi? Yes! Because he holds the entire Shechita's kosher in Zone C. Okay?
Until when? Until where? What's the...
Until I don't know where. I don't know where. It doesn't
say
how far.
If you say the entire Shechita is good in Zone Z, you mean
C.
Even C, it means even Zone C.
Even Zone C, of course.
It means B and A also.
Absolutely.
Sure.
Absolutely, okay. Absolutely. Sure. What's the best animal to Shechita on? A giraffe has the longest neck. Has the biggest...
And therefore...
The biggest right. Mokom Shechita.
There's a machlokes if the giraffe is kosher or not. Okay.
Vita. Vita with the Gemara. So therefore, that's all these are three opinions. Let's see. Remember Rabbi Chiyu, Rabbi Abba Bar Zavta, Rabbi Chiyu, Rabbi Chanina, Viyam lo Amav Yaakov Bar, we didn't wish him a lady. Skip. Amalei, I don't know what you're doing. Amalei, wish him a lady. Mugremes Rabbanon, Kishay World of Yosef Yehuda. Udav Yosef Yehuda, Kishay World of Yehuda, Ben Antignoi. Shita, of course. Mahu de Seima, Rabbi Chanina Ben Antignoi, Ad Rabbanon Koi, Kamash Milando. You may make a mistake. I think that Rabbi Chaim, I think this when he came along and he said it's going to be kosher. Mugremes is kosher. He was speaking to who? He was speaking to the Rabbanon. And he also holds that the outer limit of Shechita Zone B. That's exactly why we need this member to teach you that when Rabbi Yosi has come to say that it's going to be good, if you go and you tilt, and you go into a different zone, he was speaking to who? Speaking to Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda. And he's teaching that if you go from Zone B to Zone C, it's going to be a good Shechita. Pshita, Mahu, the same, Rabbi Chaim, and I take this other one in Koi, and then Mela Zone B is going, therefore, he goes to Zone B is going to be good, the Kamash Malon. Oh, the Eimo Hachinami, maybe Eimo Hachinami, we don't have any explicit mention from Rabbi Chaim and Antignos that Zone C is good. The only thing that we know about him is he comes and he says, if you do Hagroma, it's Mutter. If you start out two-thirds in a good location, and then you go and you tilt the knife and the last one-third is in a bad location, it's good. Maybe he was responding to the sheet of the Rabbanon, and therefore he's coming to teach that Zone B is good. Who says he was responding to the Shita of Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, and he's coming to disagree and say, no, you can go into Zone C, because I hold Zone C is also good. How do we know this? The Gemara says, in Cain, Heyit Oleha mi Boyle. Why then, when he said his member, did he say, what was his words? His words were not Heyit Oleha. He had extra words. His words were Mugmeres. He says, let's go back to his exact words. His exact words were.
In every case, the makudila doesn't have to wait. It's only the first call of the Varechacha. That's what it says.
L'haisa shricha habraisa loyimai heid al mugmeres. So extra words. The braisa, as yesterday's daf said, what was the word? Heid al mugremes. The words Mugremes are extra. All he needed to say, who was he speaking to? Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda.
If he was only speaking to the Rabbanan.
Really speaking to the Rabbanan. From the context of the conversation, we hear that he was speaking to the Rabbanan. But if he was really speaking to the Rabbanan, he should have been the Katzer. He should have said, Rabbanan, you are of the opinion that if you tilt your knife and you go into a wrong zone, it's treifa. Right? Rabbanan said, if you tilt the knife, it's treifa. I disagree. I hold it's going to be good. If Rabbi Chanina ben Antignos was talking to Rabbanan, he should not need to say, heid al mugremes. We're discussing mugremes. Mugremes means when you tilt, you go to the wrong location. He's addressing heid aleho. The fact that he says the words heid al mugremes means he's not referring to this shita. He's referring to a different opinion of mugremes. Who is by a process of elimination the only other person that makes mention of the concept of Mugremes? Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda. There's a conversation. The Rabbanan make a statement. The Rabbanan say Mugremes is a treifa. It's no good. Psula. Along comes Rabbi Chanina ben Antignos. Hey, Roleha. Al Mugremes. Along comes Rabbi Chanina ben Antignos. And he says, hey, on the Sugya of Mugremes, she pesula. Why do you have to add the words? We're dealing with Mugremes. What's the question? Of course, Mugremes. You're sitting on a daf Gemara, and he said, what daf are you up to? So I said, well, you must chul daf yutes. Is that necessary to say that? Daf yutes. We're learning, everyone knows that we're learning Mesech to chul. There's no need to say that we're learning Mesech to chul. We say, what daf are we up to? Daf yutes. Do I have to go and say we're learning chul in daf yutes? It's ridiculous. It's obvious. So if the Rabbanah are in front of you, and the Rabbanah just taught a shtarka halacha, that Mugremes is psula, Zone B is off limits, and now along comes Rabbi Chaim ben Antignos and says, I disagree that it's not off limits. There's no need for him to say, in the sugya of Mugremes, I disagree that Mugremes kshera. Just say it's kshera. We know what the sugi is. We're learning the sugi.
Yeah, yeah.
We know what the sugi is. Why do you have to go through the effort to go tell me the sugi all over again? And if you go out of the zone, it's going to be kashera. The answer must be he's not talking to the Rabbana. He's talking about a different opinion. But what opinion are we talking about? There's only one other opinion in the world that can possibly be. And who is that? And that is Rabbi Yossi ben Rabbi Yehuda. And what did he say? He said zone B is good, but zone C is no good. And now, long comes Rechim Antinas, he comes to go say that zone C is going to be good as well. Okay, that's the whole story. You're finished. Next Gemara. Next. Hilchasan, are we paskin? We paskin, the Gemara says, Rechim Antinas, the Koy Rav Nachman say. Now, we don't pass this in Shulchan Aruch. The Gemara, this is a classic example. The Gemara paskins a halacha, and yet it's not brought down in Shulchan Aruch. The Gemara paskins halacha is like a take this, and you can shecht all the way to the top. There's no limit. You can shecht all the way to the tip of the tip where it connects into the neck of the animal. That's why, because Rav Nachman follows him. The Gemara Rav Nachman follows Ashita. Do we halacha lemaisa follow that? No. We follow the Shita. Where's the upper limit? Zone B. Halacha lemaisa, we follow up to zone B. We do not follow zone C. Even the Gemara paskin zone C, we do not follow that. Next to Gemara. Now we're going to more nitty gritty. The Rabbanan say what? What did the Rabbanan say? The Rabbanan said you start off into Rashid the Rabbanan. You start off in the Tabas HaGedoyla. And you slaughter 2/3. And then you tilt the knife. You tilt the knife and you go into where?
Into the helmet.
Into the koiva. The Rabbanan say it's no good. What would the Rabbanan say if you just stop right here? A shech 2/3. Oh,
it would be good.
Good enough. Good enough. I lift the knife up.
Ruba ketchula.
Good. Everyone knows the laws of shchita. Everyone knows the laws of shchita. Roiv is good. So now when you tilt the knife and you go into the wrong location.
You passel it.
So you call a moisif? Let's say Pumfaken, instead of starting off in a good location, you start off in the bad location, and you tilt your knife into the good location. Avol, but let's say higim shlish, you start in the bad location. V'shachat shnei shlish. You start off in a bad
location,
and then you tilt the knife. V'shachat
into the good location.
Divrei hakol psula.
Even though you did 2/3, the good place. If you start off in the bad place, you only did 1/3. It's already possible.
That's right. Why? The chinavka chiyusa. The Eden Ruba Beshtidim, because when the animal's life leaves, when does the animal die? The animal halachically
right
dies 2/3, when you get to 2/3. So when you get to 2/3, even though you did at the ultimate, at the very end, you went all the way down to the very, very bottom, you did a good shchita of 2/3, but when the life of the animal departed, it was 1/3 no good and 1/3 good. Even though you ultimately, when the life of the animal departed, you needed to be, it has to depart when 2/3, with 2/3 of the good shliva. And in this sense, only 1/3 was slaughtered.
2/3.
When you shach the animal,
what is it shortened for? Mem kuf vav shin. Mentas here. This word.
I understand.
Life sim and at this point he does. So at this point most of it was in the bad place. Right? Even though he did the rest in the good. when the yitzias, the shama lenta was less than half. But if it was more than half, then it would be good, even though it's not a tchila. It's not the hort the tchila, it's the hort how much of it.
Tomorrow. I'm not going to do the next 2 days. I'm not going to do the next 2 days.
Gives you permission.
Yeah, I have to do 2 things tomorrow. Tomorrow and next day.
You're sure enough.
So, leave me over. We'll do better.